Okay, we're back with Lynn Van Tyke for the second appendix, same date, same time, with a new question regarding how being at Lafayette has affected one's ability or one's style of maintaining relationships.
Okay. How is being at Lafayette and being a member of the LGBTQ community, I never get that out.
Yeah.
Has that affected relationship with a partner, if you have one,
mm-hmm.
Other personal relationships
with
people inside and or outside?
And could you answer that?
Oh, me?
Okay.
I didn't realize.
No, absolutely you. It's a great question.
Yeah. Initially, it made it more stressful,
mm-hmm.
Partly because there was no absolutely zippo visibility in the administration for anybody who wasn't heterosexual. And it made me much more private, I think. And I don't think I ever completely came out of that. You know, I was probably much less sociable
mm-hmm.
than I would have been
mm-hmm.
If there had been more openness from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But as I think I said a minute ago, gradually, being in a committed relationship at Lafayette was delightful because we had lots of support around the community.
Was there a chilling effect overall of one's ability to just socially interact?
I think there was.
Yeah.
Certainly go with me openly to English department parties, and that was perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
And later on to computer science parties.
They
were cool about it too. But we always felt a little bit tense about showing much of our personal relationship at events where students might be present. Because students would know me, they wouldn't know who this person was,
mm-hmm.
they would sort of start speculating.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did
that change over time?
Didn't change very much. There were students whom I became close to whom I was out, and that was great.
Mm-hmm.
But a large gathering, where there were a lot of students,
mm-hmm.
we were a little bit reserved.
Yeah.
It wasn't that we hid, she'd go in one door and I'd go in the other, nothing like that.
The sense of sort of being speculated about, figured out, talked about, more than being out or not is sort of like being an occasion for talk.
Right, which faculty always are, right?
But some more than others, right? As you're rightly pointing out.
Yeah,
so
yeah, exactly. So it would be a little distracting sometimes.
Right. So do you think that generally has that's characterized the climate for faculty in couples, is that they socialize with other couples or they socialize very privately,
mm-hmm.
but there's this still maintaining of relationships as visible or not that a straight couple wouldn't?
Yeah.
Pretty much overall.
I suspect so.
That would make sense because, I guess that indicates there's still a cost to being found out against your will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and even if it's unfortunately an internalized cost.
Right.
You know.
Well observed.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lynn.
Okay.